Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, while we wait for the governor, we had the governor yesterday. While we wait for the mayor-elect, we're going to talk for a minute about how Amazon wants to start delivering your packages via drones. Have you heard this yet? Did you see 60 Minutes on Sunday night? If this was 2016, all of you who participated in the made-up holiday Cyber Monday would have had your packages delivered by octocopter drone in half an hour, if you believe the latest dream of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced on 60 Minutes on Sunday. We're going to discuss this, probably PR stunt or maybe futuristic dream, with Brad Stone, senior writer for Bloomberg Businessweek and author of the recent book, The Everything Store, Jeff Bezos and the Age of Amazon. Hey, welcome back to WNYC, Brad. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Brian.
And I warn you with potential advance apologies that if the mayor-elect starts, we may need to cut this really short. But here is Jeff Bezos unveiling the new drone delivery system called Amazon Prime Air to apparently a very impressed Charlie Rose on Sunday's 60 Minutes. Listen.
Oh, my God.
This is...
These are octocopters.
Yeah.
These are effectively drones, but there's no reason that they can't be used as delivery vehicles. I know this looks like science fiction. It's not.
Wow.
This is early. This is still years away. Drops the package.
There's the package.
You come and get your package, and we can do half-hour delivery.
Half-hour delivery.
Half-hour delivery. We can carry objects, we think, up to 5 pounds, which covers 86% of the items that we deliver.
So, Brad Stone, is this for real?
Well, I think you put your finger on it. It was a little bit theatrical. Biggest shopping week of the year for websites. And, you know, Bezos scored some pretty impressive PR points with that demonstration. There's a video on YouTube touting that new service. It's got something like 9 million views. So, you know, But let's also say that it is part of it is real. You know, Amazon is a company that has to kind of change the physics of its distribution. Every time it grows by another order of magnitude, it's growing wildly. And, you know, Jeff here is making a bet on the future and trying to figure out a new way to profitably and efficiently get products from his warehouses to people's doors.
The promotional video for Amazon Prime Air, which I saw, shows this little drone picking up a package from the distribution center and flying off to a suburban home with a big driveway and a front door. In other words, it looks nothing like New York City. Would this only be for the burbs?
Well, I mean, so there are a number of contradictions to resolve here, and he did talk about dense urban areas, but I agree, it's very hard to imagine an army of not only Amazon drones, but, of course, Google and UPS and FedEx drones darkening the skies over our major cities. There's a lot of things to resolve here. You know, the FAA is looking at this. It could be 10 years before new regulations come down, and the technology's not there yet. You know, how these things avoid birds or resist winds or operate in the rain, the technology is not there. But you know, I think part of this might be Amazon trying to kind of stir some attention and in capital and invention in this category because they know they'll need something like this when they get to the size of, say, Walmart.
And if they are really using these drones all over the place, and as you suggest, other companies are doing it too, it almost seems to me like you would need a whole additional air traffic control system in the United States so they don't crash into each other.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? And not only that, you know, are people comfortable with it? You know, these things are going to have vision systems for collision avoidance. Well, you know, what happens then when the police want to subpoena some video, you know, in a criminal investigation? Suddenly these things become big roving privacy intruders. So there's lots of things, not just technological, not just regulatory, but cultural to figure out before we allow drones into commercial airspace.
So, listeners, to the extent that we have time for this, as we still don't know exactly when Mayor-elect de Blasio is going to begin, but we're told 4 or 5 minutes, call us up. Is this cool? Is this stupid? 212-433-WNYC. Does this make you like Amazon more, less, or neutral? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Lots of people think drones are the future. You know that, Brad, that there will be unmanned drones flying around doing all kinds of non-lethal things. And we should remember we're talking about non-weaponized drones. This isn't the same as the Afghanistan-Pakistan conversation. And I've read that experts think that there will be as many as 30,000 unmanned private and government drones flying around in this country by 2020, that it's a $90 billion industry, and it'll generate tens of thousands of jobs. Do you buy any of that?
Well, you know, that seems, considering the vision that Bezos laid out on 60 Minutes, almost conservative, because he's talking about these little drones that carry up to 5 pounds and go you know, up to 100 miles. So basically single-item products. You know, one of the things that Amazon has figured out is how to combine different things you order into one box. Well, right now with services like Amazon Prime, you know, they're trying to allow people to indulge all their single purchases. So you just buy a box of wet wipes and they'll deliver it to you without an additional shipping charge. So really, you know, to really fulfill this vision, you need thousands, tens of thousands a day. You know, I think, you know, we've got a lot to figure out before that's a reality, but, you know, considering what Amazon announced, considering what Google is revealing about its plans, and it just there's a story in the New York Times today about its acquisition of 7 robot companies. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more activity in this area than people even originally predicted.
In your book, you reported on Amazon's labor practices. It was a hard look. It was not flattering. German workers are striking over Amazon's labor practices. Does this drone idea fit into anything you know about how Amazon deals with its labor force? We're talking about robots, not people, delivering things.
It absolutely does. You know, Amazon has a lot of challenges around scale. You know, how do they're on track to earn about $75 billion in sales this year. You know, what does it look like when they're 4 times the size in 5 years or 10 years? They hired 70,000 temporary workers in the warehouses this season. So could they conceivably hire 200,000?
And there we're going to have to leave it with Brad Stone, senior writer for Bloomberg Businessweek and author of the recent book, The Everything Store, Jeff Bezos and the Age of Amazon. Now you know about the drones in context. Brad, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.